بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم صلى على رسوله الكريم رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم mentioned المرء على دين خليله فلينظر احدكم من يخالل وكما قال عليه الصلاه والسلام. What was explained here is that many a time in life, me and you, as we grow up, when we were a small child, every child, it looks for someone to say something. So a time comes, you get irritated with the child. But the child just wants you to say, because the child knows that I don't know, I want to learn. So you will say, example, phone. And the child will say, phone. He wants you to say it again so he can get it. So there's a time in life where the child understands that as long as I ask someone, I will enjoy. And then the person above who's teaching the child, he becomes irritated. So the child looks for attention, and the one who can give attention is not bothered. Then comes the time where the child becomes the boss. He becomes strong. And he starts understanding that I don't need anyone to understand. So it is at that stage in his life that he will now start making decisions. When we will speak to students and we will ask them why you did this, they will always say, I want it. So that is where this bayan is going to start. That is it that you wanted, or was it someone who showed you? That's the whole thing. As long as a person feels I'm the boss, it is only right that you will do what you want. But how much things you do which you really want, and how much things you do because someone made you want it. There was a time in life when everyone was proud. To be a warrior of Islam was the thrill. To be riding on a fast horse, to be having a spear, a lance, to know how to fight with the sword. To be able to go out in the path of Allah in jihad. So if they said you are too young, the young boy will get irritated. And say, I want to go out, how dare you tell me don't go out. He wanted to do it, but what made him decide, it was things that were around him. When their environment was pulling towards goodness, he wanted to be the best of the good. And then came a time which we saw, where the Khilafat was destroyed and the entire world changed. So suddenly the mighty and the strong Arab no longer was the mighty and strong Arab. Now he wanted to be Bob and Tom. Now he quickly took out his beard, the girl took out her trousers, she took out her scarf. Every Muslim started feeling shy because I'm a Muslim. And they understood, if I could be American, if I can be British, if I can just speak the language English. At that time it was a big thing to learn English. So big it was, that I reached a certain place. I just said something to the person, he wasn't interested in the dawah. He was so interested, I know English. So he told me, forget what you're telling me, how's my English? And he started talking English. So his English wasn't bad, but wasn't good also. He said, you're not good in it, why try? But they had so much of fikr for English. So even the man who could not talk the language, there was a time when the British put up English schools all over. The length and breadth of India, Pakistan, when we went to Pakistan, you see every third, fourth building, English school. Just the name, the language. So now you have your inspectors, you will make Dora, going round and round. So he lands up at the school, he wants the English test. Because they're investing thousands, billions. So they want to see results. So without warning, the inspector will land up, he says, I've come to take a test. So he enters the young class. That poor boy, his tongue is not the language. It is if you try and do something which is not yours, no matter how much you try, you'll never manage. So the teacher wrote, the inspector would write something on the board. Now that boy has been taught English according to phrases. One phrase, two phrases, join the phrases. So as he looked up, the teacher wrote N-A-T-U-R-E, nature. But the poor young boy, what he knew, nature, so he said, natura. So what else is he going to say? Yesterday the teacher was praising him, but the inspector becomes irritated. He's from England. The teacher is from India. World of difference. So what natura yesterday was gold, today it became sand. So the inspector says, say it again. So he says, natura. So he looks at the teacher, and he says, what is this? So the poor teacher, he's not a man of the tongue. So he says, please forgive him, he's not yet matura. So you will write a complaint to the principal. And he said, I am going to report you all to the High Commission. So there and there the principal says, there goes the fatura of the institute. The entire system of me and you, what we want to do, if it is what we were created for, the world will go unique. And if it is what someone told you all now to start doing, then the whole world fell. There was a time in the world if a girl walked out, even today if she walks out, and from behind her someone pulls her underpants. She got a trouser on. He just pulled her trouser. She will turn around and slap him. Say, how you dare? Why? She also understood my leg was not supposed to be shown. But that very woman, because of environment, the next second will enter into the bathroom. She's going on the beach. Now she will go in and take out everything. Now when she walks out, the boy will look. He say, I just had to wait 1 second extra. I only wanted to see, you showed me all. He said, what made you show me all and what made you slap me? She said, there you forced me. Here I'm doing it myself. But it's not that. There she saw the man who forced her. So she slapped him. And here she never saw the one who forced her. And that's what me and you are like. When we entered into a world which was called shaitani attraction, it was going to be an invite from someone we hate. If you want to understand what shaitan is, iblis is, go for a bride. That bride, when you put that fire, and now you say the coal is ready to be made, put on the meat. So you see no real fire. But in every coal is that fire. And then if one piece of flesh or that fat of the meat just falls, suddenly from that coal you will just see the fire grabs it. As that fire grabs it, that color, that look, that flame. If you want to see your shaitan, then light, hit the light. And you will see the red flame, you will see blue at the bottom. When Allah Ta'ala described the world of the jinnat in Quran, He described them like that. That the smokeless flame. Now when you look at that flame of fire, look at it. And as it you see it going up and going up, in normal fire also you will see hatred and enmity. That as long as I'm far, I will give you a lot of warmth. Not because I like you, because I want you to come closer. That's all. As soon as you enter me, I'll grab you. So that very fire which was giving light in the house, it looked so harmless. It just needed one thing to come close to it and caught. Suddenly the man wants to run out of the house, you see the fire comes in front. He'll turn this way, you see the fire is in the back. As it spread, it goes around him. We went to fight a fire. We thought it's a small game. We said, there's the fire, we're hitting it. Suddenly I found myself, I'm the only man and there's a fire around. So fast it comes. How I got pulled out, up till today I don't remember. Someone pulled me out. That day when we started coughing, it was just smoke coming from inside. So harmless. But when that fire starts coming around, when shaitan makes a call, at the beginning it's a very smile. You are my friend, you. So on the internet there will be a call. It will be a newspaper article. Read this article. Suddenly on the side another article will pitch up. Suddenly you will be in America, you will be in Britain, you will be in France. There will be another article. I think the articles are coming for free. It is because there is a friend who is the worst of enemy, who will die, who will give his every and anything. When Allah Ta'ala cursed Shaitan, at that time all he had to do was say that I am sorry, I will respect man. Adam alayhi salam was man. All he had to do was say, okay, I was acting stupid, I'll respect man. And he would have been vice president of paradise. He hated me and you so much, that he said, I will burn forever and ever and ever, but I will never show respect to this man. That's your friend. When that boy pulled at that girl's trouser, the only thing is he wanted to see her. But he liked her. And when shaitan said to her, take out your clothing, He never wanted to see her, he wanted to burn her. I hate you, in and out I hate you. But in hatred, sometimes I show my hatred. So you say that man is evil, but you don't say wicked. Wicked is the one who's a witch, and you will pull the small boy in. You will give him sweets, give him chocolates. As for you and me, there will not be sweets and chocolates, it will be temptation. And as the temptation comes, everyone gets tempted by something which is according to his own. Al-mar'u ala deeni khalili, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam started, that every man needs someone to tell him, don't ever think you're making decisions for yourself. The only thing is, فَلْيَنْظُرْ أَحَدُكُمْ مَنْ يُخَالِلْ. You will have to see who you made your friends. Because someone is your friend. The decisions you make, the clothes you wear. Why do I want to wear a branded jacket? Someone showed it to me. I never woke up one morning and I said, I want this jacket, daddy. There was an advert that put it, who put on that advert? Was there a man who said, I'm inviting you to a lifestyle. I'm inviting you to a walk. I'm inviting you to a talk. I will change you from the top to the bottom, not because you want to be, because I want you to be. Otherwise you ask a boy, keep hair. So there is many ways of keeping hair. And Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam loved long hair. And he was the parable of unique beauty. Every part of his body was on the sublime level of beauty. But for some reason, whatever was in his mode, in mine and your mind, is not handsome. The reason is because the world showed us something else called handsome. So we grew up understanding, if I got a beard in school, she won't marry me. That's why the boy will say, after I marry, I'll keep the beard. But you ask any person in the world who got four wives. It's the Arabs, really. And they got massive beards. They always had four wives. As for me and you, how many letters I get, Marana, please make dua, this one goes through. He's had tea by so many houses, but not one yes. Tea is free. He's finished. She is finished. Sometimes I think the girls who are not finding, tell her join the boy who is not finding, finish. He said, no, I don't want it. So many girls can't find, so many boys can't find. But shaitan put it in your mind, if you got no beard, you'll get the girls of the world. So suddenly there's no beard. Not because it's not handsome, because you never understood it as handsome, because someone taught you the meaning of handsomeness. You wanted to cut your hair. There was any method you could have cut your hair, but one of two things would have happened. You would have cut it in a style that would have said, my friend Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed me the style. Or you would have cut it in a style who you would have said, my friend Iblis showed me the style. As soon as you said Iblis, you would have understood there's something wrong with it. What you got to do with my hair? You are a man who got work of the world. What is of my hair? But that hair was so important that if that individual went to the barber and he said, cut my hair according to my friend Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would be in a world which even the angel would say, wow. That in a time where everyone in the world is walking one side, he walked the other. So the angel will ask Almighty Allah, what this? Allah Tabarakala will say, the servant of mine, just on account of his hair looking like my beloved Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his morning and evening, day and night, second after second, as he moves, he will move under a selected mercy of mine. Why he looks like my beloved? That woman who lost her child when she was young, and she had extreme love for the child. So in the shop she saw another boy who looked like a child but was not her child. She even knew it's not her child. But for some reason she went and bought a present and she gave it to the mother of that boy. The mother said, for what? She said, it's the only way to make myself feel at ease. I had a son who looked just like your son. On account of his looking like my beloved, I have shown my love to him also. Just your hair becomes the hair of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Suddenly wherever you move, you in divine mercy. And that same very hair, shaitan will say to you, that you could have cut it like this, for me please make one extra cut. After you make that cut in the barber, when you're sleeping, you don't see it. That girl in school who you did it for, she never saw it also. When you look in the mirror, you were the only person who perhaps caught it, that hair is there. Nobody noticed. There are some things no one notices. Hair, no one notices. More than that, there is sometimes underwear. A boy will go to a shop and he say, I only wear this brand. You ask him, what's the difference? It's not that the private part knows what is different. He says, the world says this brand is good. He says, but who will know what's under? How are they going to know you made in China or made in America? But that brand is in his mind. If I wear this jockey, I'm a man. That's in his mind. So he'll cut one clip on his hair, and suddenly he becomes, that why couldn't you look like Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam? So the angel will ask Almighty Allah, that will I write one sin for him for cutting that hair, or what? So the answer will be, that he's not looking like my beloved. This word la'nat, which comes in ahadith and Quran, it doesn't mean that Almighty Allah has to start sending curses upon him. La'nat just means the mercy of Almighty Allah stops falling. As soon as that happens, everything starts happening. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam was invited by a woman. The woman had beauty of extreme height. The area was conducive. She was like a mother towards him for so many years. She was the master. There was no deen in those families. There was no religion. Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, when he came out, he said one unique sentence. He said, "Very that only that man will manage to stay away from this temptation who moves in the mercy of Almighty Allah. Illa ma rahima rabbi." But where was that mercy of Almighty Allah? Sometimes that mercy would just be in the hair. What a small thing, but shaitan said, I'll start with the hair. In Quran, Allah Tabarakallah spoke about unique plots of shaitan. Amongst those plots, one was the unique one. He said, how you created them, I will change that. I will make sure they will alter happily how you created them naturally. Because he knew once that happens, they are out of that shadow of Allah. Suddenly you start desiring, you start craving, you start wondering, you start getting thoughts. All it was, had you been in a mercy, perhaps you have been protected from 100 things. But we lived in an era where all of us came out of that mercy. Soon as we came out, now the fire hits. When the fire hits, that ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili was still there. That a man will be on the religion of his friends. Watch who you make your friends. So a boy you are who suddenly started getting desires. Just yesterday you could ask your teacher, what's this? He said, it's a horse. He said, what's this dinosaur? Teacher, does dinosaur exist? He'll give her story. Everything you ask her, what's this? What's this? You'll come home and you say, mommy, what's this? Daddy, what's this? Then suddenly one night you saw a dream which you never saw before. That morning you found, hey, I'm wet. I don't think that day you went and said, hey, mommy, what's this? Suddenly you went quiet. Because now you can't ask. And the mother went quiet, although she saw it was mess. Because she was feeling shy. That day as you're walking, people asking you, how's it? But you're already in a world now. You don't know what happened. And you don't know how to ask. You don't know how to ask because you're too shy and you think you're the only one who experienced it. And if you have to ask anyone, you will ask your friends in school. When they are making a joke, they will say, you know how you were born? There was a time when I went amongst my friends and they asked me how you were born. For years, I really believed a stork brought me. Because my mother had told me, she felt too shy. So she told me there was a stalk. Then there was a time when I couldn't believe it. So she said, no, I bought you from the hospital. And it ended on that. So one day my brother told me, so I tell you, we're talking rubbish. They can't be doing this. So he just told me, but just don't tell them.
And in the car as he's driving, I must have said something, and oh, my brother was shouting of his life. But how did they expect me to learn? They were just shy. But there was no big issue. The problem is the issues you face today. 3/4 of it your parents don't even know. What you are going through, you really feel no one understands. And that is where the biggest problem falls. So you will go on Google to check out what's the problem, what's the solution. And you will read so many stories, but not a story will be true. You will want to get married, you will want to know what's happening on the first night. You will press something, you will see 100 things on Google. The only thing you don't want to ask is, can I go and ask a friend? Because which friend? He'll laugh at me. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ar-rajulu ala deeni khaliri." Your entire understanding of marriage life will be according to your friend. If you made Google and Shaitan your friend, he will show you a life which in the entire Shaitani world, the world of marriage collapsed. It's not standing. No person there is married. But you will still read what they are writing for a successful marriage. When you will approach your wife on the first night, what to do? You will feel so shy to go ask a friend. Why? Then he'll laugh at me. But this is a unique thing of Islam where Allah Tabarakullah in Quran Himself announced that verily Allah is not shy of the truth. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explained such things to the Ummah that the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, we were ordered to explain delicate issues of the private life of Nubuwwah, so that the entire Ummah will understand that Islam left nothing untouched. Because one day someone was going to give stories. It had to be an Islam who had said it's a lie. Who was going to pull out the lie? Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili. If you can have a friend who can take you. I visited an area. What made me say it, I don't know. But I just said that there are many boys who fall in love with girls. So they also don't know how to control. And they really think that if I got a desire for her, it started in the school, I got a crush for my teacher, so I was feeling shy. And then I got a crush for the one next door. I got a crush for a woman 50 years my age. Now obviously I couldn't go and tell mummy that, you know, Nani, I love her. She would have smacked me. But I never knew what to do. So I started feeling that if I like that old auntie, it means I'm dirty in and out. Because you can't get thoughts like this. Because I'm dirty in and out, I stopped going to the masjid. That the first stuff is not for me. I'm a man who, if I have to tell people my thoughts, they will tell me, I think your iman is gone. So suddenly I went into a closed circle. I was shy because I really thought that my thoughts mean me. So the worse the thoughts, the worse I am. I went to school, and the teacher said it in such a manner, that when I came that night, I started doubting, does Allah really exist? Or if He is there, is my Allah fair or not fair? So suddenly that night, I said, how can I perform nafal tahajjud? Because I don't even believe in you, Allah. And I remained like that for 5 years, 6 years, 7 years. Then suddenly one feeling came in me. All along I was desiring a girl. So there was always the chance of going home one day and saying, mommy, you know what? I really want to marry Fatima next door. Problem came, a desire came within me that I'm not in love with Fatima anymore. I'm in love with Fatima's brother. Now I felt more in depression. That I could tell my mommy, mommy, can you send a proposal for Fatima? But how will I go and tell her, can you send a proposal for Ahmed? At that moment, who will I talk to? Does it mean if I desire a boy, then I'm out of Islam? And if I desire my ustad's wife, I'm out. One person wrote from my madrasa. It's a lesson for everyone. Every ustad also. Every Shaykhul Hadith also, every Alim also. He said, I fell in love with my Ustad's daughter. Now I don't know how to go tell him that, you know what, I like your daughter. So suddenly must you love with it. Lucky I wrote, you fell in love with his daughter. What happened if you fell in love with his wife? That could also happen. Because the eye, when it falls, Rasulullah said, it's a poisonous arrow of shaitan. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, when we spent time with him, he was so open in this year that we were so happy. He started explaining to us feelings that a man gets inside. And does it really mean you bad or not? You got feelings for girls everywhere. You got feelings for boys which is totally finished, haram. There is a time we are living in where we heard about the issue of the mahram. But we are living in the time where boys get desires for their mahram also. He got a desire for his sister. He got a desire for his niece. The only thing he doesn't know, can I say this to someone that instead will give me one smack? الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِ Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if you can find a friend, he'll hold your hand and say, what? Your story is so small. Come and take care of it. This is a friend. If you find a friend, he will sit in front of you and you will come and say, you know, I think I'm a kafir. I think I'm an animal. I got the worst and worst and worst of desires. And the first thing he will say, that man will say, you know, sometimes in my thoughts, I doubt Almighty Allah. A friend will say to him, you get those thoughts, I also get those thoughts. He will get shocked. He said, but you're smiling and I'm dying. You say, you got desire for girls, Lord. Then a friend will tell him, I also got desire for girls, Lord. For some reason, many young boys think Maulanas and Sheikhs don't like girls. That's why girls also don't make parda from us. Even if they come with a problem, we'll tell them in parda, for them we say, no, Maulana, you can see me. They really think that we got no desire. So sometimes I ask the question, how do you think our sons were born? You think first time we both put our hands, oh Allah, send the sock. There's desire. But when that man can tell, I also got desire in you. Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib was unique in this. That he was not shy to tell us when we said by him, that Akhtar got desire more than all of us. He said, Akhtar is not shy to say to the world, that Akhtar burns with desire. And he says, it is this desire that made me reach where I reached. Suddenly our eyes opened. We had never heard. We had never heard a Shaykh or Maulana saying, you know me, I also like to look that picture. I like to look at it even more than you like to look at it. So suddenly the boy's eyes will open. You also got thoughts. You also got desires. So how are you smiling? He said, I learned that within me, there is me also and there is shaitan allowed to move in me. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, shaitan flows in you like blood. Blood is a unique thing. It's dirty and filthy. But as long as blood remains in the body, it can't harm you. Shaitan flows like your blood. As long as shaitan is allowed to stay in the body, and he does not show himself in your actions, he cannot harm you. Blood, you cannot stop it flowing. Shaitan, you can't stop it flowing. You try to stop your blood, you'll have an attack. You start fighting with shaitan, you'll finish your life. So what does it mean he can flow in me? Allah Tabarakala allowed him to move in me with no visa. He can move in my heart and trouble me. Sometimes he can move in my legs. There's a boy who will come and say, every time I start my salah, I think my urine is running down. So I'll tell him that, do you wear underwear? He says, yes. I say, is the underwear wet? Put toilet paper. Now you come and tell me the toilet paper is not wet, but I can feel it. I say, your urine is unique. It goes through toilet paper. But he says, I really feel it. I say, that is shaitan tickling me. And the only day he'll stop is when you laugh at him and say, I enjoy your tickles. Carry on. You will perform that salah really feeling that urine moving. And you will tell him, carry on making me feel less, I'll read 2 rakat salah. Nice. After my 2 rakat salah, I will go and check up in the wuzu khana. If I feel there's a drop there, I will make wuzu and I will read another 2 rakat. But my first 2, I will not cut it short. You will see the boy reading salah and his legs are moving. As his legs is moving, he's trying to stop a urine that's not there. Because shaitan, once he understood this boy is falling for me, grabbed it. That's a baby boy. Thereafter he hit the heart. In the heart he started giving thoughts. So your first thought was, is Allah fair or not? That me and my sister, we going to Jannah, I heard. But the pretty girl next door, white girl, I heard she's going Jahannam. But she's such a nice girl. That's the beginning. Why she must go? So we'll even say to an alim, but her akhlaq is good. That akhlaq means that I want her. Suddenly shaitan says to her, that says to you, her face is so pretty, what did she do wrong? So that night, you're really asking Almighty Allah a question. But you're not happy about the question and you're asking the question. The world will say there's no such thing as a split personality. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a friend will show you. He will say to you, feel, ask yourself, are you happy with the thought or not? As soon as you say, I'm not happy, it means it's not you. Finish. But how do you live with it? You live with it, that is called Sharhe Sadr. And it's a friend who will teach you. Sadr means your heart. Sharah means open your heart. How do you open your heart? There was a road that was only one lane. So that small mini in front was always going slow. I would hoot and hoot and hoot, he never want to move. Then they open the lane. When they open the lane, that small mini is still moving. But I just move on the side and I carry on my journey. When I got 2 lanes, then the traffic on one will never trouble me. In my heart, if I only allow 2 lanes, one is me to my Allah and one is, oh shaitan, for you. You come with the filthiest of thoughts, the dirtiest of desires, the worst and the worst, your lane is open. You will crave, you will desire, you will want to carry on. You will give me filthy thoughts, evil thoughts. I will just say that this is not my lane. How I know I'm feeling bad about it, finish, it's not my lane. You carry on your lane, I will carry on my lane. A man is delivering post, the dog chases him. If he looks at the dog will never leave him. If he walks, the dog will bark, 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 and then go trouble somebody else. Many, many people today, they are knocked with shaitan from inside because they started thinking, this is me. Their thoughts became so filthy that finally when they found no other solution, they wrote the first writing of the letter was that I am ashamed to say to you the following. That ashamed to say to you the following, everyone writes the same thing. Because everyone got the same shaitan. How you come out of it? A friend will just tell you, open up one more lane in your heart. It will be so simple to pull out of a trap. The problem is you don't have a friend. Ar-rajulu ala deeni khalili. That friend will say to you, let me take you in the world. I said, the only reason you're feeling shy today in front of your friends is because you see yourself and your friends only in Durban. But a friend will say to you, come, I'll take you out. Let me give you a broad picture of the world and I will show you who you are. But you will need a friend to show you. The beginning, starting of our friendship was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He said, I will show you the whole world. And in that day, he showed us the butts and the butts of the huge broad world. He said, this will happen before Qiyamah. This will happen before Qiyamah. Before Qiyamah, you will see it going like this. You will see it going like that. The boy was seeing it. He just saw it. But when a friend would tell him that I will tell you about it from on top. So now let's go up. Let us go in a majlis of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now he's sitting there. Now Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam is going to tell us. That do you think the land and the era you're living in did not open in front of the eyes of your Nabi? And do you think you also not there? And do you think that the Ummah was the people of the past and you were regarded as the rubbish? Rather, when you will see the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he will say that you were actually the ones I worried about the most. Unique would be his narration. He would say, amazing is the matter of my Ummah, it's like rain. That when the rain comes, it will come so unique, that a person will not know what the first rain is unique or the last rain. But why the last rain? So let me put you in your era, taking you one step higher. There was a time when Shaitan really said, I am going to destroy this man. I am going to finish this man, cripple this man. Allah Tabarakala said to Iblis, make sajda to Adam alayhi salam. He said, I won't. He said, just make a sajda. He said, I hate him. He said, I will destroy him and his entire progeny. And what he had said to the angels is, man is filth, rubbish, dirt. He's a man who loves his desire. He gives into his desire. He will never be able to submit to Allah. At that time when Shaitan spoke, he was the spokesman among the angels. Even the angels noticed it. So when he spoke, it was like a shock to the angels. And it was a challenge to Almighty Allah. The challenge was about you and me. What was the challenge from east to west, north to south? You will not find one individual who will be ready to say, Allahu Akbar. Oh Allah, I love you. So Allah Tawarakala said, okay, go in the world and prove it. East to west, north to south, not a single individual must be ready to make sajda to me. As he was going out, he would ask, that you want any weapons to prove your point? Normally you give weapons when the capital is unique. When a father feels my son can stand up to any fitna, evil, he will tell evil, try my son, you will not manage. A father who really trusts his son will say to the drug dealer, go to my son, my son will make you a Muslim. Allah Tawarakala told Shaitan, I allow you to go unto my servants. Because there's a group of my servants who I trust so much that whatever power I give you, they will still remain standing. Quran speaks about it. A hadith goes into detail. At that moment, Allah Tawarakala, Shaitan only asked for one thing. He said, I want time till before Qiyamah, Lord time. So if I can't prove myself in 10 years, I got 20, 30, 40, 50, 60, somewhere I'll prove it. Allah Tawarakala said, وَاسْتَغْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Time I'll give you. I will give you things you never thought of asking. Number one, I will give you a voice. Your voice will manage to hit the entire world. You will go in the minds, you will go in the hearts. But I want you to ponder of these verses. Because it was there that as time will go, your powers will increase. We are living in the time where the shaitani world is so scared of the revolution. That in the past they would hide their efforts, today they are not hiding. When the kings of the lands of Hijaz were evil, they hid their evil. Today they are not going to hide their evil anymore. Because they got a time level which is so little to prove their point, it's not getting done. They are going wild. Every day your one Allahu Akbar shakes the entire world. He was told, I will give you sound, voice, وَاسْتَغْزِزْ مَنِ اسْتَطَعْتَ مِنْهُمْ بِصَوْتِكَ. Whoever you can grab with your voice, I give you that voice. But throughout the eras, Shaitan had to go individual to individual. Then there was a burst of technology from the time of Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Shaitan never enjoyed a voice as powerful as the voice today. Today in 1 second his voice comes to a person from 10 different avenues. He's on the phone, he's on the media, he's on the radios, he's on the adverts. Everywhere his voice is. There's a club taking place, there's a race taking place, music is pumping. Every shop got music. Even the one who doesn't want to hear it from outside, he goes in the bus, the radio is on. There was no radio in the past. Music wouldn't come into the house of the scholar, today it will come. He got a new phone, suddenly music will come. It will go in the haram, it will go in the masjid. The power of voice that he got today, he never enjoyed from the time of Adam alayhi salam. I will give you the power of voice, goats. There and there he would have said, sufficient. You give me a chance to make bayan to the world. In few bayans I've changed their whole mindset. Man istata'ta minhum bisawtik. Wa ajnib alayhim bikhaylik wa rajilik. Allah tabarakala said, forget voice. I will give you power of might. The armies of the world will be at your side. In the past it was horses. In the past it was animals. Foot soldiers and animals on conveyances are yours. Throughout history, Shaitan enjoyed the mightiest of armies. But the power he yields today of supremacy in military, in life he never enjoyed. They have atoms which they can throw one down and the whole country is gone. They can kill millions and millions. World War I, World War II saw 50 million. That time they said perhaps a portion of the entire world's population. One shaitani power said, I'll take you all out. Suddenly everyone fell in fear. You will have people who can come in tanks. They can come in jets. It'll be yours. The rest of the world will have to buy from you. You will be the power. So you can grab the individual, put him on the ground, say, if you don't listen to me, don't give up, I will shoot you in the head, and it's happening. We never saw it. Go in Syria, go in Iraq, go in Afghanistan. Allah Tabarakala in Quran says, they were not tormented and tortured for any crime except that they said, La ilaha illallah. That's all. That woman in the house doesn't know what crime she did. But because you are a believer, you will be raped, you will be cut into pieces, you will see your child boiled in front of you. Allah Ta'ala said, I'll give you that power also. You can fall on the people, every man loves himself. But this iman is so unique in you, that when that shaitani powers fall, and they put a gun to the head and say, give me your money, the person gives it. But when they say, sell your iman, the person says, kill me. At that time, the entire world of angels get shocked. That when Shaitan said, not a single one will say, oh Allah, I love you more than everything. Here is a woman who loves her child more than the world. And she sees the child being cut into pieces. And she knows she will be cut into pieces. She sees her whole family being shot in the head. At that moment she will also read, La ilaha illallah and fall dead. At that time the whole world shakes. You are also amongst them. Your one Allahu Akbar in a time where Shaitan is asking the world, worship anything but this Allah. 3/4 of the world worships themselves. It's called humanism. And that last quarter who left Christianity came into humanism. They started worshipping themselves. What I want is the most important. The next step they fell into Satanism. So they will go to a rave, the DJ will make bang bang. And suddenly a time will come, he'll make one sign and they'll all fall in sajda. At that time that man will not be a DJ. But it is someone that behind him is a shaitan who is saying, you allow all my worshippers. Millions, if you take a picture of the club, you will see people prostrating in their thousands and thousands. But at that moment do you think shaitan is thrilled? He is not thrilled. The reason is darkness does not spread upwards. It is light that spreads upwards. If this masjid is off, you won't see it in the sky. But if there's a light, you will see it in the heavens. So that entire club will be dancing till Qiyamah dead in Jahannam. It will have no effect above them. Next door there's a masjid. In that masjid a gathering took place. One man and 10 boys. Allah Tabarakala in Surah Kaf made special mention of this. That is, was the era of total, total evil. And a young group of boys, small. They were not 10, they were not 20, they were not 30, you could count them on their fingers. A small group said, we will be different from the rest. So you tell the king of the time, what difference it makes to you? You passing all who party, one boy in the masjid, leave it. But the king of the time had to call them, he had to threaten them, he had to warn them. He will say, what is it doing with you? What it is doing is, one boy reads Quran, light moves in the sky. That will be seen in the heavens by the angels that look at that individual. Comes in the ahadith, a house in which Quran is read shines onto the heavens like the stars. Suddenly you are the unique man of the time. Wherever you move in the world, you are moving with a light. That light is like that aeroplane is looking at light. Thousands and millions are in sajda to shaitan, not a single sign is noticed. Your one sajda to Allah shakes the heavens. That shaitan said there will not be an individual who will submit. The angels will say, Subhanallah, and you will be the focus of attention. You are unique in the era, but you never saw it because you just saw yourself. You need a friend to take you a little higher, that to see yourself from above. Where you move in the world, the mountain will say, today a man who says, Allah, Allah passed me. Oh mountain, did a man like that pass you also? The heavens love you, the earth loves you. It is only when you align, Allah Tawarukla cannot show you how valuable you are. But you are that warrior that breaking every shaitani story. وَأَجْلِبْ عَلَيْهِمْ بِخَيْلِكْ وَرَجِلِكْ I'll give you the military of the time. وَشَارِكْهُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالِ وَالْأَوْلَادِ I will make you a partner with shaitan in the wealth of the world. Look at this verse. Shaitan always enjoyed the wealth of the world. It was his. That is why whoever becomes a Satanist becomes the richest of the era. You hear of Rothschild, you hear of Rockefeller, you hear of huge Jewish lobbies. If you want to ask them, how did you make your wealth? As a lie, you say, I invested here. He invested into Satanism. He came the worshipper. The bigger the worshipper, the more you get. But even he, Shaitan hates. Many a person thinks at least this individual Shaitan loves. Even that individual Shaitan hates to the core. There was a time when I had a dream. In that dream I found myself in a rave. In that rave it was like the main shaitan, the beacon of evil. And he was calling his different puppets. So among the puppets, the biggest of the puppets, Rasulullah s.a.w. said, on the coming of Qiyamah close, it will be the woman who will be inviting. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, two groups from the people of Jahannam I have not yet seen. He said that one group will be those women whose hair will look like a certain camel. Meaning wild. It will be up. It will have a style. It will be brownish and tanned in color. He said, ma'ilat, mumilat. They themselves will be inclined and they will be making others inclined. How small that word was. Mumilat, they will make others inclined to them. You will wonder how one woman will manage to make lot inclined to her. He was not speaking of one boy will say, hey, I like you, my girl. One woman was going to dance and the world was going to become inclined to her. Mumilat. He said, I saw that group here. What a time Allah Tabarakallah was showing Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam the paragons of evil in your era. That top star. So in the dream, that paragon of evil, Shaitan invites, come you, I will reward you for your service, come you. So in my dream, I saw he invited a pop star. She came front. And now he starts dancing with her, and the lights are on, the club is carrying on. And as they are dancing, then because now it is that she never do one thing she's supposed to perhaps have done. She had given her life for the shayateen, but even her is hated by the shaitan. That I will use you, and the day I don't need you, get lost. So in the dream I see as he's smiling to her, suddenly the smile changes to his reality, which is nothing but I hate man, you also man. So suddenly he grabs her, and her face changes, and she says, Master, did I anger you? And it just becomes a smile of evil. If you can remember this in your mind, the next time you see filth inviting you, see that smile. She gave her life for him. Although it was a dream, but this is the reality of the world. They give their life to the shayateen. And the day they no longer need it, they dump like anything. So in the dream, that smile turns to evil. And he just starts pulling her. He grabs her neck. Or hair, and he starts pulling her hair back, and her whole body starts going backwards. She's bending on her spine. As she's bending, she's saying, "Oh Master, please forgive me. What did I do? What did I do?" And he's just pulling. There is no smile except of evil. Even in the dream, I felt sorry for the woman. And as she screamed, then he just pulled her until the whole spine snapped. And she just falls to the ground. Then in the dream, I just saw some people coming, gathered her up. They just cleaned a little bit there. And suddenly the party started. As though nothing happened. And just that smile. When I woke up, I said, what a world is this. Allah Tabarakala said, "Ya Allah is faithful. And Shaitan is a liar. He hates. But how close you can come to him, he's just waiting to grab him." So Allah Tabarakala said, "I'll give you the weapons of the world. Sharikum fil amwali, I will give you the wealth of the world." That person who enters into Satanism will move in a limousine. They will have the best lives, the most richest lives. They will be used by Hollywood, they will be used by Bollywood. Hollywood doesn't pay a million for no reason. It is because on your body we are going to pull millions into Jahannam. So we'll pay you that amount. Give your body. وَشَارِكُمْ فِي الْأَمْوَالَ, I will give you the wealth of the world. Put up your structures. Put up your buildings. Put up your magic. There was a time when I was writing on Shaitani magic. So I wrote one article. It's a long issue this year. Very fast we'll go into it. That from the time Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam's da'wah started, the masters of evil of the era and the people of every other faith knew what he's saying is the truth. So well they knew it, even better than the people of Islam. So when a Muslim army would reach them, they would tell the Muslim army about Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam more than the Sahabi knew even. He would say, "You only met him today, I know about him from the scriptures." But the Sahabi will then get shocked that you know more about him than me. In the world we live today, they are priests and they are popes. They are shaitani men and shaitani women who understand what we have is the ultimate truth. The only thing is make so much shukr that Almighty Allah, when He focused Iman and Islam, He never focused it on the one who knew about it. He focused it on the one He wanted to focus it. So me and you don't even know what we are. When Rasulullah sent his letters to the kings of the time, so in Hayat al-Sahaba two incidents are mentioned. He says it reaches the king of Rome, because Rome was the master of the world at that time. It was your America and Britain. So when the Sahabi brings the letter, the nephew will say, "What a letter, tear it." Because he has started with his name before the name of the king, Caesar. He started from Muhammad the Rasul of Allah. The nephew said, "We will not read this." The king of the Roman Empire said, "We will read this." He knew it. As he's reading, three lines finished. In three lines, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "I invite you to Islam." We're not shy because we are the ultimate truth. And if you don't accept, then the sin of all your people under you is on you. Easy, what a doubt. To the king and the master superpowers of the time, because the tongue that talks Iman is not shy, the most you can do is kill me. So the Sahabi radiallahu anhu says, I noticed what happened after. First they will call Uskuf. Uskuf is the biggest pope. When the Uskuf reads the letter, the king asks him, "What is it?" He says, "I know about this and I believe in it immediately." So the king says, "But if I believe in it, I'll lose everything." The Sahabi Dihya Kalbi radiallahu anhu says, I went out. A while later the Uskuf calls me, the pope. He will ask me day after day about Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will ask me about his life, where he came from, what he does. And every day I will see him getting happier and happier. Sunday came, he's supposed to go out to speak to the people, he never went out. It is Bayan day. He sends a message, "I'm feeling ill." The following Sunday again he doesn't go in, the people start suspecting. By the third or fourth Sunday they say that from the time this Arab has come, our Pope is acting funny. So they send a message to the Pope, "This Sunday you will deliver your discourse, otherwise we will take you and kill you." The uskuf of the time, the pope of the time, he says to Dihya Kalbi radiallahu anh, that I want you to convey to your Nabi my salam, and to say to him that I believe in him. And the only one thing I ask is you wait until you see what happens tomorrow. Whatever happens, you must say to your Nabi what you saw. So as he walks into the crowd, and he reads, La ilaha illallah Muhammadun Rasulullah. He wore white on that day also. He took his ghusl, he walked into Shahada. He knew it all. As for the Caesar, he understood the great Pope accepted. But he's not going to accept. So he will write a letter to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He will put it in the hands of an Arab and he will tell him, you go there. Whatever you see of the man, you remember it. Look at the Caesar of the time, how he knew about the truth of Islam. Those rubbishes sitting in England and in America and in Russia and desiring the destruction of what they feel they can destroy Islam. One of them have yaqeen on our faith like how he had it. But it was one thing that Almighty Allah's gaze of mercy was not on him. And it's not on them. So you will get the wealth of the world, but Islam will not fall in your heart. So he says to the man, here's the letter, take it. When you will come to this man, Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as you put the letter in his hand, you must see if he makes mention of my letter. Of the letter he sent me. Because he sent him a letter. As soon as you put my letter, he will mention the letter he sent me. See what he says about it. So much yaqeen he must have had that in his books, it must have been written, when the Rasul of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam will come, the Caesar of Rome will write a letter to him. And he will give this answer on receiving the letter. That he also. He said, when he will open my letter, he will make mention of the night. When he makes mention of the night, see how he mentions it. And the first thing is, there's a sign of Nubuwa on the back of every Nabi. I want you to see if he got it. So this Arab who would accept Islam later on says, I brought the letter. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as soon as he took it, he asked me, from where are you? As soon as I said, whose letter I'm bringing? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, when my letter reached your master, he showed honor to it. He never tore it. So Almighty Allah will show honor to him. As long as there's goodness written for him, the people will remain in awe of him, he'll remain the king. The other sahaba were listening the words, he wasn't worried of the words, he was worried, hey, you mentioned the letter. So quickly he said, I pulled out my arrow and with my arrow I started making a mark that this is what he said. But now he's wondering, when he's going to read the letter, what it got to do with the night, it's daytime. So in the letter, the king of Rome had written a question. He said, O Nabi of the time, or the one who claims to be the Nabi of the time, you have invited me to a Jannah, أَرْضُهَا السَّمَاوَاتُ وَالْأَرْضُ, the worth of which is like the heavens and the earth. So if your paradise is so big, then where's your Jahannam? What a question he asked. Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam laughed and he said, Subhanallah, when the day comes, where the night goes? Sahaba understood, they were happy with the answer, he was happy about night. When night came, but he had to have so much conviction that he knew the Nabi of the time will give this answer to the king of Rome. He even knew the answer. Then Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam said to the man, you tired, go and rest, come tomorrow. As he's going, he said, come. He said, two of your work is already finished. There's only one left here this year. He said, I went and I saw the sign of Nubuwa. He would accept Islam, but the king knew it before him. It was one gaze of Almighty Allah that would say, the one who never knew it would get it. And the one who knew it better than me and you, they were going to lose it. That was the past. After that, they changed the Bible so much. That if they read in the Bible, they can't see Islam. But Allah Tabarakallah, to make the proof strong on them, was going to make sure that even in today's time, there will be those verses in the Bible that will leave them knowing that this is the truth. And we're just waiting for it. Where the Caesar at that time said, by Allah, this man is going to take the land under my feet. They also say it in every meeting of theirs. They're not shocked. When they see they're losing the battle, it's there, but they don't want to believe it. So at that time when I wrote certain verses, I wrote in the Bible, amazing. There are those chapters where Almighty Allah or the Nabi of the time is describing. In the Bible you will find this today, that the Nabi will say, O the Almighty, I wish I can stand in that court of yours, towards which thousands and thousands want to come. There is no court in the world like that at the moment except Makkah Mukarram. Then the next sentence will explain it further. He will say, that court in which even a bird has found it easy to lay, make its nest, knowing that its life is protected. There is no place in the world where hunting birds is not allowed, except in the land of Makkah. So there you will see the birds moving, hunting is not allowed. Then the next word will be, that court, that standing in that court is more greater than any other court 1,000 times. There is no court in the world where it said if you perform a salah here you get 1,000. But all of that the Christians could have overlooked. They wouldn't have seen it. Then the next sentence in the Bible will be, and when the pilgrims will be coming to your court, they will pass the well, they will pass that well which you have taken out for your guests. One well that would serve the guests of the Almighty Allah from the beginning of time till the end, nowhere in the world. That they couldn't have missed. A well that is never ever dry. But even if they miss that one, and commentators comment on every verse of the Bible, it is impossible that the man commentating doesn't know the truth. Then it comes that as they reach the valley of Bakka, in the Bible Bakka will be there. In Quran, Allah Tabarakala never mentioned Makkah as Makkah. He will mention, Inna awwala bayti wudhi'a linnas lalladhi bi Bakka. The land of Bakka. Makkah is Bakka, but Quran even kept Bakka. So when I looked at that verse, I was shocked the commentator wrote there. If he wanted to know what is Bakka, what was so hard, he had Google. He just had to press in Google, Bakka, it will come there, another name for Makkah. Every Christian would have accepted Islam. That shaitani commentator will write, location unknown. That one sentence of his shows where the nazar of Allah doesn't fall, Islam is not for you. It is so glaring in your eye, but it is not for you. Then I saw that verse of the Bible, so much they changed, so much. But when one part of the Bible came, we are not having to talk from our own scriptures. We can talk of the sunnah of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam about the signs of Qiyamah, it will shock the world. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come before Qiyamah that you will see. The narration is lengthy, I will mention a few points of it. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made mention of a word. He will see when you will see a stick and a shoelace speaking to man. He says, by the Qasam of Allah, Qiyamah will not come until you will see that. The narration comes in Tirmidhi. But what a word, azabatu sawtihi, when the top of his stick will start talking. And the lace, I ponder of this narration for long. The Arabs had two types of string. One was a thick string, they would use it for the camel. One was a thin string, they would use it for the lace. Allah's Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, a time will come where the stick, the zamana of walking was the walking stick went away. But when he said there will be the stick, it meant the stick will come back. But it wasn't going to be the big stick. It was now going to become a small stick. And he would mention when the top of the stick and the shoelace starts talking to man, by the Qasam of Allah, before that Qiyamah will not come. When the world invented your USB, they could have given it any name they wanted to, because Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam said stick, they also had to say USB stick. As soon as they put that on and you connected this with me, this is your shoelace. That is your stick. As that went on, the whole world said, wa sadaqa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. You think they never saw it? How we saw it? The narration will carry on, and when the tie of man will start informing man of happenings in the house, what a word also to inform, information, that when your tie will become the markaz, the center of information, whatever is happening at home, you far away, the world would invent 100 things. One of the things they had to invent was they would call it a laptop. Just because when it would sit on the lap, the Arabic word is this lap. In Islam you will see the ulama will say, the fakhiz, don't allow it to be exposed, meaning your ties. Your ties is this area. When that form was going to be created, they could have put it anywhere in the body. But Allah Tabarakala would make it that the pocket would come here. It would sit on the tie. Then the tie wouldn't ring, it would go buzz. Then the man will pull it out, he won't even put it to his ear, he will keep it on his tie. As he presses the body button to see the message, the world will echo, وَصَدَقَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ, that they will do this also. We got yaqeen on it, so when we see it, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when you will see one dish communicating with another dish, how they must have narrated that wording, Sahaba radiallahu anhum, that how does a dish communicate with a dish? We saw the error, suddenly they could have called it anything in the world. The word, my Nabi said, tabaqun atbaq. They were forced to use that same word to call it a satellite dish. Couldn't give any name. Everything we are seeing here, by the qasam of Allah, we have seen it in the narration. And we have seen how honored this group of people who were living this era is in the eyes of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That you are the unique of the era. The only thing is you don't know you unique. But they, those shaitanis, they saw the verses. So the one verse that came in the Bible, where a Nabi of the time says, an angel came to me and said, I will show you the end. Let's go to the end. He said, in that I saw that there was waters. And from the water different animals came up. And they also commented when they had to comment. When Britain was formed before that in the world, there wasn't something there. That one small country can take over the whole world. But how strong Britain became. Then it became the United Kingdom. Then it became the mighty land on which the sun will never set. As the armies went and went in the world was shocked. And Britain at that time would say, our Samlam is the mighty lion. And when they drew the lion of Britain, they even drew it with two hands up and two down on the ground. In that dream, the Nabi will say, the angel showed me the lion that put its two like this. Whoever read those verses of the Bible at that time wrote that the lion is the United Kingdom. At that time, they saw the United Kingdom was closing the churches. The world of Europe was coming out of, you learned it in school, they said Europe came out of the dark ages into the ages of light. Some friends asked me in Madrasa, what is Illuminati? I told him in the past this group was also there. But you can't understand it very well. The Persians worshipped the fire. But the fire they never worshipped, they worshipped the devil. And they said light is the fire. Where there is no fire, there is darkness. So they, instead of telling the people we worship the fire, they would say we worship light. And they would say light is knowledge. And in the absence of light means fire, you are in darkness. And everyone in the world will come to the Persians and he would have the mighty fire in his house. Exactly when you saw the Olympics. When they recreated the Olympics, the main thing of the Olympics was the fire will go high in the sky. I drove past that place where the Olympics were being held. They made it such that the fire could be seen from the highways. The mighty fire that all the athletes will be moving around only in the service of the mighty fire. The fire will be high because when Shaitan said, I will not make sajda, his words was this, I am creator of fire, he's creator of sand, his place is at the bottom, my place is at the top. When that man of the Olympics ran with the fire, it was to proclaim that this is the place of the mighty fire in front of man. As that man ran, he was running like how the Statue of Liberty put up the fire. That learned to submit to the fire. The Statue of Liberty was the proclamation of America. that this is what we are. In the very Bible, there will be a passage where a Nabi will say, an angel said to me, let me show you the final of evil, a mysterious Babylon. Babylon of the past was a city of evil. But they spoke about a mysterious Babylon that will come at the end of time. In the Bible, they read it. And the commentators are shy to write that there is only one known statue of immorality for the world. So that verse in the Bible is, in the dream, the angel took me to water. On the water, he pointed to a huge prostitute. Prostitute means a lady who has sold herself. He said, you see this prostitute? He said, in her hand there was a flame. Mighty and huge, she was sitting on water. One prostitute in the world sits on water. It's called the Statue of Liberty. They will even call it Lady Liberty. Liberty means free. A woman who has said, I am free. She got the fire in her hand. At the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, there's chains. Those chains are broken. The breaking of the chains means, if you will submit to the fire, you will become free from the slavery of the creator. In the past, the Persians would say, there's a creator of the world, but he's evil. He has not given you fire. Fire is light. He has kept you in darkness. So when Europe went through that age where United Kingdom was formed, the churches were closed. When they closed the churches, in school you learned, they said Europe came out of the dark ages into the ages of light. All they meant is Europe will now come out of religion, darkness, into the era of Satanism. Light was there. First they called themselves Freemasons. Freemasons means a mason. A mason is a man who builds. So what a funny name, they put up a lodge. Someone asked, what is this lodge? He said, it's a Freemason lodge. Freemason means you are a builder. I hired a builder, build masjid for me, you are a poor man. But this group of Freemasons were not poor. They were the most influential in the world. So when someone would ask them, what are you calling yourself a builder for? They would smile and say, we will rebuild the world. What we are going to do in the next few years will shock the entire world. We will put up buildings, we will put up centers, we will put up malls. We will see that the world moves in certain directions, we will control the infrastructure. We are masons. And Freemasons means we are master builders of the world. The next group will come and they would say openly, we are the Illuminati. Illuminati means we will illuminate the world, not with knowledge, but with fire, which means light, which means knowledge. That we will make you all educated means secular in mind and Satanist in thought and sajda. That the girl will say, I'm a Christian, but I don't believe in the church. But when she goes to the rave, she's ready to make sajda to the fire. So you tell her, why you made this sajda? She says, it just feels nice. Some power. That is the difference. They saw the lion come up in the dream. When I wrote about it, I said, they also wrote it's the United Kingdom. He said, in the dream I saw a bear coming up. When Russia came up, the USSR, they even called themselves the mighty bear. And they were ruthless in the world. At that time, Christians were scared of them. They called them the Red Army. They were also scared. Who will stop them? They butchered. They also wrote Russia, this is USSR. Then he said, in the dream I saw a leopard coming up. At that time Germany became strong. Germany's war, they said, was on the Jew. It wasn't on the Jew, but Germany was to bring the Muslim Khilafat into a trap. And when the Khilafat was drawn in the trap, because of Germany, the entire Khilafat was going to collapse. Germany became the strongest. You learned about Hitler, but it was not only Hitler. They were a mighty force, although they were so small. And unique, their military, they even called it a panther-leopard division. Because a leopard and a panther is the same thing. He said, in the dream I saw the leopard. So they even wrote that. Finally, every commentator, Christian, stopped on the last enemy. And now they reverse the story. Why? Because the last animal that came, in the Bible it comes, I saw an animal which was different. It was like iron its teeth. It was stronger than all the other animals. In front of it, all of them gave in. Then I saw horns coming out on the animal. Then I saw a small horn which was brave and bold, filthy and dirty its talk. At that time, if they wanted to write, they supposed to write after these three superpowers, was only one more superpower left. And that was called the United Nations, it was called America. It was called a formation of a state that every other country was to told, you cannot make war anymore, we will decide who makes war. All your powers will go away, we will take your powers. Mighty that animal was. And on that animal then he saw horns. And in the center of all the horns was a baby horn. That baby horn was nothing but Israel surrounded by the Arab states. But every Arab state was also going to be a horn for this animal. That animal will use its own horn to stab the entire ummah. So you will have this Bashar al-Assad created, you will have him created in Jordan, you will have him created in Turkey. You will have horns and horns of evil. Behind it is one filthy animal. And you will have one small horn talking, filthy, filthy. We don't have to believe in this because it's in the Bible. And I can tell you one thing, the people who studied the Bible have yaqeen that Islam will dominate as the Caesar of Rome at that time said it. That by the qasam of Allah, this religion is going to take away everything. As they are seeing those days coming, where that horn talks, then another place in the Bible comes that a time will come where the big horns will suddenly turn and start stabbing the animal. That meant is when you will see the Arab state suddenly changing their khiyal and thought. When leaders will be pulled down to the ground, and when the entire world of Islam will go up, it will go so fast, so fast. The mention of one Mahdi will be made. Militaries will say to their king, we will not do what you want us to do. Suddenly the entire might of the Arab land in 1 second will be given to Hazrat Mahdi. The entire world of Christians who are waiting will be like that Pope who said, I knew it's going to happen. I am going to follow whether you want to follow, you follow. In 1 second, in 1 day, the dawah of Islam will spread like fire. Everything will happen. In that Bible it comes and they read it. That the angel even said to the Nabi, must I show you the end of the whole story? So he takes a rock and he throws it in the water. The water splashes high. He said, like how the splash has come, that statue of immorality will one day come crashing to the ground. He described that statue. He said it will be such a statue that her prostitution will be viewed by the people of the world. It will make them intoxicated in her immorality. At that time people would have wondered, how can one prostitute make the whole world, how can the whole world see one prostitute? But that prostitute would stand up with the name of Hollywood, and the filthiest and the dirtiest of actions that prostitute would do. She would get paid her million. She would be that woman who Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw that group but I haven't seen them. That the fire, the smell of Jannah will not even be allowed to move past them. Far they will be. They themselves will just be desirous of filth. And they will making the entire world come. Look at my leg, look at my arm, look at my neck, look at my voice. Millions of boys will go wild. Remember this hadith. That you, O woman, was seen by my Nabi also in Jannah. You also seen. And you statue, you were seen in previous scriptures. And the angel said, when you will see it come crashing to the ground, that will be the time when the wild. Just before that time is our era. Where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, إِذَا فَسَدَ أَهْلُ الشَّامِ فَلَا خَيْرَ لَكُمْ. The people of Sham were always the hall of Islam. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, I saw the angels put the pillars of Islam in the lands of Sham. Even during the crusade, the Muslims of Sham remained Muslim. But the time came after World War where Sham was no longer Sham. Everyone in Sham wanted to be America. So everyone's jilbab came out, everyone's kurta came out, everyone's turban came out. The scholars were now looking like not scholars, they were looking like lawyers and politicians. Every government, every scholar, every man, just was America, Britain. At that time anyone walked in the lands of Jordan, Palestine, then he would say, what has happened to the people of Sham? He would have said, they have become corrupt, rotten. That word would come, إِذَا فَسَدَ أَهْلُ الشَّامِ. A time will come where the people of Sham will be corrupt. فَلَا خَيْرَ لَكُمْ. At that time there will be no goodness for the world. Meaning Islam will be everywhere knocked. Nabi Sallallahu said, even in that time, لَا تَزَالُ طَائِفَةٌ مِّنْ أُمَّتِي مَنْصُورِينَ عَلَى الْحَقِّ. My Allah will ensure that a group of my ummah will remain held on the truth. That group, today the world of Sham is waking up. But make so much of shukr to Allah, you sitting here. Because when the people of Sham became corrupted, that was the best opportunity for shaitan to make the whole world murtad. One gaze of Allah Tawarukala fell on me and you, because of which we also went in this school. They also indoctrinated us. We also saw the internet. We also saw the dirt, the filth. We read the magazine. We also desired to be American, not Muslim. One nazar of Almighty Allah fell. Suddenly you heard there's a program for youth. You could have also gone to the club. Something told you, go for the program. Later on you will ask, why I went? It was because when Allah's gaze fell on that uskuf, He said, I am going to follow the truth. And as for the Caesar of Rome, Almighty Allah said, my gaze is not for you. You are that unique group mentioned in the hadith, that even when the people of Sham becomes corrupt, till the last hour, Almighty Allah will keep a group. Mansurin al-Haq, divine aid will carry on pouring on them. So the whole world will say, give in to your desire. You will say no. You will bleed. It will be hard. At night you also want to see the picture. But it is one thing that my Allah wanted me to submit. When you will do that, the entire world of angels will say, Subhanallah. This is the end of a competition that started at the beginning. The unique thing is in the schools, when they have their contests, when they have their races, the final races are the main races. And it's on the basis of that final race that the entire thing wraps up. So some people don't even come to watch the beginning races. They want to see it when the thing is now hot. Now when the thing is, competition is firm, whoever entered in this era, entered when it's hot. When shaitaniyat has reached open level, they don't hide anymore to say Freemason Lodge, Illuminati Lodge, this lodge, that lodge. They will actually say, this is natural, come towards it. You are unnatural. Rasulullah s.a.w. said, Inna deena bada'a ghariban. That how we started at the beginning, it will end. At the beginning, we were the amazing people. Everybody else was normal. People looked at us and said, where you are? He said, a time will come where again it will happen. The whole world will look at you and say, who are you? فَتُوبَى لِلْغُرَبَى. He said, what a wonderful group will be those strangers. That the whole world will try to spoil Islam. They will say, not allowed. We will keep Islam. You are mentioned in the narration. At the end of that ayat, and Allah Tawarukala said, I'll give you the wealth of the world. I will give you the children of the world. You can take everything. Will you make all of them yours? Shaitan would have said, all are mine. The statue is there. It invited the whole world. Come towards success. Give for the fire and I will free you from the worship of a creator. Everyone would see it. Everyone would watch the movie. Everyone would say, I want to be in America. I want to go to Disneyland. I want to enjoy. They will say, whatever you want, we will give you. We want pictures, we will give you. We want women, we will give you. We want drugs, we will give you. Whatever you want, we will give you. What can Allah give you? At that moment, that servant will say, I will die from Allah. The next verse, Allah Tawarukala, after mentioning, I'll give you everything. He said, Inna ibadi laysa laka alayhim sultan. But I can say to you, O Iblis, there will be a group of my selected servants. You can try what you want, you will not manage. وَكَفَى بِرَبِّكَ وَكِيلًا. So the man would ask, "Oh Allah, is it possible in such an era of falq to survive?" رَبُّكُمُ الَّذِي يُزْجِي لَكُمُ الْفُلْكَ فِي الْبَحْرِ Allah Tabarakala says, don't you know that it is your Allah who when a boat enters the ocean, then it's big the ship, but when it enters the oceans, it's small. As it moves through the oceans, any wave could knock it off. And any whale could push it off. And any storm can finish it off. But how that ship moves slowly, slowly, slowly and reaches port. Allah Tabarakala says the reason is because your Allah is steering it. Just like how one ship is steered to safety. If you ask tonight, oh Allah, become my captain. Suddenly your ship will start getting saved. Every fitna of the time and you will just go straight. But where it starts with الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِ Make a friend who you understands. When you will make that friend, he will make you the unique man of the entire world. He will show you how to walk, he will show you how to run. What you are scared about, he will make you laugh at it. What you really feel is great, he will make you see it small. What you will see is small, suddenly you will start seeing as great. You never liked a turban before, now you will love a turban. You never liked the kurta before, now you will die for your kurta. A woman never wanted the niqab, she'll say to her husband, now I will put on the niqab whether you like it or not. Everything will happen. All you need is a friend. When that friend is there, that boy will run up to the place where the doors were opening in the airport. So as they open, automatic sensor, then they close. Then they open, then they close. But he looked at it, he wanted to go front, he was scared if I go it will smash me. So he was the same like the villager who came to the shops. So he saw the elevator opening. When he saw the elevator opening, first time in his life he saw an elevator. So as it opened, he must have thought it's a monster, he only never have a friend. So as he saw a fat auntie with a small basket, she walked in the elevator. Then she turned around, she looked at him, she smiled. As she smiles, he sees the elevator closing. So he thought this is like a monster that ate up this poor woman. So he ran and started banging, open, open, open. Everyone is looking at him, he never have a friend. Then that auntie went upstairs. One prati tan auntie came in and she comes down. So as he's pulling suddenly, so his eyes, his mind, so he starts thinking she went in fat and ugly. Whoa! What happened? So he said, Muhammad said, yes daddy. He said, go bring mommy right now. Why? He never have a friend. Had the friend been there, he said, I'll take you in also. Let's go. No revolution. It is so simple to walk on Islam. The only problem is, if you're living in the village, you will see things on the village. Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam took us to the sky. And he said, let me show you everything from above. When you will see it from on top, you will say, oh Allah, I'll die for your Islam. I'll die. But what made you give me that nazar? That the Caesar of Rome, who knew everything, was told not to you. And the man who knew nothing, and who cheated so many times, and who so many times was told, come for Salah, I don't want to come for Salah. So many times was told, wake up, I don't want to wake up. So many times he was told, read Quran, he said, I don't want to read Quran. At any minute Allah Tawarukullah could have said, you don't want to, okay, don't. But still Allah Tawarukullah, like a loving father, said, no, I want you. The man who knew it all was told, I don't want you. And he could not get Islam, although he found the era of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the man who came 1400 years ago, and who never wanted it, what must be the love of Allah for that individual who says, even if you don't want it, I want you, come. Again try. You'll fall, never mind, try again, I'll forgive. You'll fall, I'll forgive. May Allah tabarakallah bless us all, find a friend. الرَّجُلُ عَلَىٰ دِينِ خَلِيلِ You will be on the religion of your friend. Look who you make your friend and your whole world will change. May Allah tabarakallah grant us all understanding.